Back on the podcast with a special episode, a special 4th of July. Happy birthday, America.
Yeah, happy birthday. Explosions.
Well, you know, we weren't going to do an episode this week, but it's raining. It's if you live on the East Coast, you're fucked. Hurricane William Forsyth has ravaged the East Coast.
Everyone's dead.
Everyone in this region has died. Everyone in the lower regions will be dead soon. No. Well, I figure, you know, now that the U.S. Lost to Belgium. Who does that, by the way?
But we beat Germany, though.
No, we tied Germany. Oh. No, we lost to Germany.
Did we?
Yeah.
We tied.
I don't know. Who cares?
Oh, well,
World Cup's over, baby, because the U.S. is out. And now that the 4th of July is here, we can start celebrating some really cool American stuff, such as, you know, what's more American than, like, blowing shit up, hot dogs, beer, cutting corners, complaining, lawnmowers, mac and cheese, and movies.
Sweating.
And sweating and that humidity.
Yeah.
But most importantly, what's more American than movies? Let's talk about some movies, Evan. Nothing is more American.
Hollywood blockbusters.
Hollywood blockbusters, and basically... All right, come on, plane.
Yeah, we got a plane going.
Jesus.
Very loud plane.
So I just wanted to throw together a quick half-hour episode, and I wanted to talk about my favorite movies to watch on the 4th of July. And this is one of those categories that really has no criteria. It's just kind of how I make it up. Like, when we were talking about Christmas movies, I say Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And, you know, just for no other reason than it makes me feel like it's Christmas. So These movies make me feel... like 4th of July, like, you know, just something about them. They're very 4th of July movies. So I'm going to hit you with my top 5 movies to watch on 4th of July. Evan is here, so I have something to talk at.
Yeah.
I was going to do this episode alone, and then Evan was out and about anyway, so I said, all right, come over quick. Let me just yell at you for like a half hour.
Okay.
We're going to talk about some movies. So this is my top 5 movies to watch on 4th of July. You ready?
Okay.
Are you good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my number 5 movie to watch on 4th of July is a movie called Red Dawn.
Yeah, that's perfect.
This is a cheesy, sometimes shameful, but amazing nod to the American Revolution recreated in the 80s in the fever pitch of the Cold War. This movie basically treats us to World War III with invading nations coming over to the United States and high schoolers playing the part of insurgents.
Right.
So, this movie has a pretty decent cast as far as 80s movies go. You got your Patrick Swayze, your Charlie Sheen, your C. Thomas Howell, your Jennifer Grey, your Leah Thompson, your Powers Booth.
Powers Booth. Can't forget about Powers Booth.
Friend of the podcast, Powers Booth.
Powers Booth.
And, yeah, like I said, if you haven't seen this movie, I would recommend at least checking it out. It's not awesome, but it's awesome to me because I grew up watching this as a youngster and I was ready to fight some Russians and go all America all over everybody. This movie has a recent remake that is available on Netflix. I urge you not to watch it.
It's poo.
It's crap.
It's poo.
It is like legitimately like a terrible movie.
Poo.
It sucks.
It's awful.
And it's like even way more jingoistic than the original, which was hard to do in the first place because I mean that movie was America.
Excuse me, what was that word?
Jingoistic. It's like overly patriotic, like insultingly patriotic, basically.
I didn't know that was... They came up with a word for that.
Yeah, so,
so it's obnoxious.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, the remake sucks. But, yeah, so, yeah, that's my number 5, Red Dawn. I don't know can't remember the filmmaker is a guy that was actually a screenwriter that, like, was blackballed at some point. I'll have to get more into that later, but
kind of makes sense then, I guess.
I know.
And Thor's in it.
Oh, no, I was talking about the original.
Yeah.
No, I don't, who cares? I remember being kind of pumped for the remake because it was a guy that was like, I don't know, he was like, oh, it's going to look like Call of Duty, like a modern warfare, and it just looked like, but.
Looked terrible.
So, my number 4 is a movie that came out in 1995, 4, 6, I don't know. Talking about Independence Day.
That's a perfect movie.
Is there a better movie for 4th of July than Independence Day? You got Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum, and Who's the president? Bill.
Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman Paxton's.
You can't forget about Bill Pullman.
Fighting aliens. Welcome to Earth.
Gives a great speech.
He does give a very good speech. That's my favorite part of that movie is the speech. This is not a good movie, but it's a fun movie. I've seen this a lot. I've seen this movie a lot. And I remember that it was a big time movie when it came out.
I saw it in the theater.
Huge summer movie. Yeah, I saw this a couple times in the theater. It's kind of dumb. It's just a dumb movie.
Oh yeah, it's way dumb.
The characters suck.
The director sucks.
Roland Emmerich. Yeah, he's the guy that ruined Godzilla.
Not a fan of that.
No, I hate his disaster movies. But Independence Day just holds like a, you know, it's a piece of Americana. It's as American as apple pie. Independence Day is my number four movie to watch on 4th of July. My number three is a movie that I know is near and dear to your heart as well. My number three is A League of Their Own. Penny Marshall's A League of Their Own. Now, is there anything more American than baseball?
No.
And there's some great baseball movies. You know, you got your Major Leagues, you got your Field of Dreams. But this movie, honestly, has the most heart. This is very, like, there's a couple tearjerker moments. And it's all bookended by an amazing performance by Tom Hanks. He's hilarious in this
Tom
movie.
Tom Hanks is pretty fucking awesome.
The sisters played by Gina Davis and Lori Petty are really good.
Yeah.
And a movie that can make you like Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell is a movie worth sharing.
I agree.
I love A League of Their Own. It's probably my favorite baseball movie. I'm a huge baseball guy. I always was growing up. And I think this movie has the most heart when it comes to baseball.
Yeah.
Something about it. It's very... I don't know, but it's a really good movie, and it's a 4th of July movie for me. It's an Americana movie.
Why is it 4th of July?
I don't know, it just baseball? Is. It's just baseball. Like, I think I went 2 years in a row to whenever the Red Sox always played at home on 4th of July. You went to a game on 4th of July with us. We were in a big group of people. So it always, like, 4th of July and baseball is kind of go hand in hand. So that's my number three. League of Their Own is my number three 4th of July movie. Moving on, my number two is a movie called Jaws. Jaws is my number two movie to watch on 4th of July. This movie pretty much birthed the American cinema blockbuster. It takes place on 4th of July weekend, which, you know, obviously makes you think of 4th of July. And this movie's basically an American classic. Jaws is an American classic.
Yeah,
you can't get away from Jaws on 4th of July. This plays on a lot of stations on 4th of July. I remember going to a party at Kurt from WCAT, and whenever he has a party on 3rd or 4th of July, this movie just goes on loop.
Yeah.
Like he just loops it. So it always made me think of 4th of July Jaws, and it's just a great movie all around. You know, Steven Spielberg, it is, this movie is like an accident, too. It was like the production was such like a mess that it was just awesome the way it turned out. The dryer's done.
Oh, good.
I got planes and dryers. And I'm going to have to go my number one movie to watch on 4th of July, which is also a Thanksgiving movie, is Rocky. Rocky is my number
Rocky's
one.
Four, right?
No. The first one.
Oh, okay.
The thing about Rocky is it kind of gets, you know, the whole, all the sequels, they kind of muddy how great the original Rocky movie is. It's a very good character study. And we in America, we love an underdog story.
Yeah.
We do. And this is the ultimate underdog story. Not to mention, it's the bicentennial fight. It's 1976 between Apollo Creed. He's got the American shorts and the whole thing, but then you got the American underdog. I mean, and most importantly, why it's a 4th of July movie, I guarantee you it's on right now.
Oh, yeah.
It has
it's
to be.
It's definitely on.
If it's not, then Rocky 2 or 3 or 4 is on there.
Along with Twilight Zone marathon.
There is a Twilight Zone marathon. There's also a Walking Dead marathon on some stupid reason. Exactly. So those are my top five movies to watch on 4th of July. There is no real honest criteria. This is just movies that I enjoy to watch on 4th of July. And I thought to do a quick podcast because I've been stuck in watching movies all day. There's nothing to do. It was a cook in.
Nope.
We're cooking, but we're in. It's not a cook out. Yeah, a lot of rain. Hope everyone's staying safe where the storm is actually affecting people and, you know, for reals.
Yeah.
We're just getting rain. Just sucks here.
Yeah.
It's just garbage.
There's no wind.
There's no wind. It's just constant. It's been raining since like 10 this morning. happy birthday, America. Thanks for some movies.
I got a couple of movies.
Yeah, hit me.
That I like to watch. A couple of movies that are newer to my list. Older, movies. I'll start with The Patriot.
Okay.
A personal favorite of my dad, yes, who has been on the podcast.
He has been on the podcast.
That's a great movie to watch on 4th of July. Mm-hmm. It is about the American Revolution.
Yep. With Mel Gibson at the helm. With Mel Gibson
fighting the British.
Yep.
It's pretty good. Pretty good movie.
Yeah, it's about as American as it gets.
Another one, a new one I've added to my list, Olympus Has Fallen.
I mean,
movie that we can't talk about enough.
No, we can't talk about that enough. Basically, it's, what is it, North Korea taking hold of the White House?
Yeah.
And the only man that can stop him is Gerard Butler.
He's yelling at people.
He's screaming. He's killing people. I think what stood out to us most about Gerard... I almost called it Gerard Has Fallen. Olympus Has Fallen. He does not fall. He stands proud.
Yeah.
Is that it's rated? It was a rated R action movie.
Yeah.
You don't get a ton of those lately. I watched World War Z this week. I can't believe that movie was PG-13.
I know. And the unrated version is not PG-13.
No, obviously. But just the regular version itself. I mean, that's a... I don't know. If I was a kid watching that movie, it would scare the shit out of me.
It is still kind of... The regular version is still kind of scary.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
The scene on the plane is fucking terrifying.
Yeah. So... That's a, Olympus Has Fallen is a very good,
Saving Private Ryan. It's probably a good one to watch.
Yeah, I mean, any war movie really fits the whole 4th of July criteria, the motif of America.
Captain America.
Yeah, good call. That is a great one to watch. That is a good call for 4th of July.
This is a movie for all holidays for me, but a great one to watch on 4th of July is Dread.
Yes. I mean, we'll just watch Dread any day.
Just watch it any day.
It's available on Netflix. It's it's just a it's a good straightforward action. Another rated R action movie that that really tickled our fancy.
Yep.
Dread is definitely a good flick to check out. Anything else doing on 4th of July?
We Were Soldiers is a good one. Black Hawk Down.
Yeah. Like I said, any war movie really fits the criteria. And what's funny is, I was stuck in watching movies. Me and Tom from, Sunset Rising, we're doing the fantasy movie podcast. I had to watch two musicals this week, Evan.
Oh, wow.
Two musicals this week,
Holy
Evan.
Shit.
Two musicals this week, Evan.
Oh, how was that?
I just choked my way through Pitch Perfect. Holy shit, that movie sucks.
Sorry.
That movie... I'm like mad at him for giving me that movie, but it's part of the, you know, it's part of the thing. It's like you got to assign like maybe a bad movie so you don't score as many points. And
yeah.
Pitch Perfect sucked. I mean, I made it through. Holy hell, is that
bad? I don't even know what it's about.
It's terrible. It's just bad. It's about like they make like they're all in college and they're all like it's like a cappella groups and I don't know. It's terrible. It's like somewhat racist. The jokes are shit. It's not funny.
Oh, wow.
It made me realize, like, and I know it's not a movie for me, but like Mean Girls isn't a movie for me, but that movie's clever. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can appreciate that movie. I did not appreciate this movie. And my second movie that I'm just about to start was Singing in the Rain, which is a classic musical. So I'm going to get to that. Going to get to that tonight at some point. So hopefully that's good. Hopefully I enjoy me some Singing in the Rain. I'm going to go outside and sing in the rain.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Any other movie-related things you want to bust out real quick?
Maybe a TV show. Gotta watch 24 on...
Gotta watch 24 tonight. There's a new episode tonight. I'll be checking that out for sure.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's Monday. My bad.
I was going to say, like, you're out of your mind.
Special Friday episode of 24.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I rushed home to get ready.
Yeah, no, it's Friday. I'm going to put this up tonight just so everyone can enjoy the 4th of July-ness of this 4th of July episode.
I was going to say, if put this on later, I think everybody would be 4th of July'd out.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe they want to stay in and watch some movies tonight. And they were like, it's 4th of July, it's rainy out, I want to watch a movie, but I don't know what to watch.
I don't know what to watch.
And then this shit pops up and you're like, what? I would never have thought to watch Rocky for the 12th time.
That's true. That's true. That's very true.
One quick now playing a movie I watched this week. Oh, and you watched a movie this week, too, I want you to talk about real quick. The Stories We Tell. I talked about this last week, and I finally sat down and watched it today. Very good documentary. It's a documentary about a family It's made by the actress Sarah Pauli. The thing that I know her for the most is the remake of Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
But she tells the story of her family through her family telling stories about the family, and like there's two really cool twists that like, you know, it's a really interesting like retrospective of like their family's life and like, you know, from the 70s till today, and it's a really good documentary. Comes highly recommended by me. And Evan, you watched a documentary this week.
Yeah, I watched a documentary called Wrath of Gods, which came out in, I think, 2006 or 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the production behind the scenes of a movie called Beowulf and Grendel. They shot in Iceland. And basically the movie's about the hell that they went through shooting this movie.
What I found interesting is I didn't know this movie even existed. Not the documentary. I didn't know the actual Beowulf movie.
I kind of knew. It actually has some notable actors in it. Mm-hmm. Gerard Butler is in it.
Yeah.
Stellan Skarsgård, guy from... He's in Avengers.
Yeah, he's in Thor. And
yeah,
all
him.
There's
a couple other actors I can't remember, but yeah, like the director, he's like from Iceland,
mm-hmm.
like moved to America and then moved back. And like the movie is about like Vikings and like Norse
mm-hmm.
mythology, but they believe that the gods themselves were keeping this movie from being made because of all the crazy things that happened during the shooting.
Yeah, it's like about like the production hell that this movie went through.
Yeah, like at one point there's a crazy storm one day where they had to shut down production, and there's a scene where one of the producers is driving in a truck. And all of a sudden, the back window gets blown out from a rock.
Jesus.
And then they're like, is the window shattered? And they show the window, it's shattered.
That's awesome.
And they're like, oh my God. And there's one scene where they do a pagan ritual
mm-hmm.
with like an actual, like, I don't know what you'd call it. Oh, well, the religion for, like, the Viking religion, like the modern religion today is called Asatru, and they had like a priest from Asatru come and do a pagan ritual,
mm-hmm.
and right after the ritual, two guys fell and hurt themselves, and they saw it as like a really bad omen.
Yeah, maybe shut it down, guys. Maybe,
like the priest fell and broke two ribs.
That's crazy.
And then they have on film like one of the producers like falling and hurting themselves.
That's nuts.
And then there's one more crazy part I'll talk about where they're like, we're gonna finish this movie. Yeah, at least there hasn't been an earthquake or a volcano erupting, so we're going to finish this movie. And then the next shot is news footage of the news reporter saying that the volcano that they're filming there has gone active.
That's awesome.
And they're like, oh my God.
Where can you find this movie?
I found it, I don't know if it's on Netflix, it probably is, but I found it on Amazon Prime.
Okay, cool.
Instant streaming.
And the stories we tell can be found on Netflix streaming. Cool, alright. That was America.
That was America.
I don't know, maybe we'll celebrate tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get drunk tomorrow.
Hope if the weather clears up.
Lay in a pool, eat a hot dog.
That'd be fun.
I'd be fine with that. So that, that does it. That's a quick little bonus 4th of July episode. We need to start making more, top five lists that we need to, follow up on. Because we're running out of top fives.
Yeah, I got some.
Alright, got some in your back pocket?
Yeah.
Alright.
Some we haven't done yet.
Yeah, so, we'll, keep an eye out on those. And, until then, this was Pop Junk Movies. I was Adam.
I was Evan.
And, happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday.